Afternoon. I wonder if you could just say who you are and where you're from, first of all.
My name is Drew James. I'm from New Zealand, and I run festivals in New Zealand.
And Drew, it's great to have you here in Milton Keynes for IF, Milton Keynes International Festival. Why are you here?
Well, I'm here to see the work, and although this is the first, I understand, international festival in Milton Keynes, it's a good opportunity to see work both from Britain and also from other places internationally, in a similar sized city, I guess, to the ones that we might have in New Zealand.
And which is the city that you work in New Zealand?
I work mostly in Taranaki now, which is a place called New Plymouth on the west coast of the North Island. But I've also run festivals in other regional areas in New Zealand.
And you've been here for a couple of days. What are your impressions of both the city and the work that you've seen in the city in those couple of days?
My impression of the city is that I've never experienced a city quite like it before. The whole concept of a new city being built like this is something that is very foreign to me. So the idea that everything is laid out quite architecturally, I guess, is quite strange. I think the beauty of having a festival like this is that it kind of brings that life into a space, and we're sitting here in the Spiegel tent, which is a great addition to any festival, but also in a Spiegel tent is something that's very familiar all around the world now.
And just in terms of being here in the Spiegel tent, you've seen a few things. What, tell us about one of those things that you've seen.
Sure, I think one of the first shows I saw was Kibido the Table, which was a show from Poland. Four musicians around a electronic table, something I'd never experienced before. Fantastic show. By coming to Milton Keynes, I was actually able to see something which was from another part of the world. It's something that I'd be very interested in looking at trying to get to New Zealand.
Great. And are there any other highlights in the time that you've been here?
I was here for the opening of the festival with the world famous and the music that went alongside that. That was fantastic. Being able to see something on that scale, the kind of pyrotechnics that have been developed, in the UK over a number of years with fire and use of fireworks, was just a great opportunity to see that show.
And this is the first festival. Would you, when you go back to New Zealand or in your travels around the world, tell people about the festival that you've been at?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things for me is that a festival like this is presenting work that is actually affordable to festivals on the other side of the world. There are a range of festivals, obviously, big international festivals, where they can, afford large-scale work. And the opportunity to come over to a festival like this means that I'm seeing work that actually realistically can transfer to somewhere like New Zealand.
And I know you've been to see Asleep at the Wheel, the festival commissioned by our artist in residence, Yannick Schaefer, and I know you've had some discussions about that. Where may they go?
That's a really interesting kind of, visual arts piece, but also, talks about something which is, sustainability, which is something that is, a world problem, and something that we're all trying to work on in different places. So the concept of that show, I think, is very universal. We all have cars, and the piece is set up about cars, and the way that the story is told is very unique. So I think it's something that could easily transfer to somewhere like New Zealand, and we're just in the discussions now about how that might happen and what the logistics of that might be.
That's great. Think of a little bit of the first IF Festival coming out in another guise on the other side of the world. Well, Drew, thanks very much. Have a good final day and have a great time over here.
Thank you very much.